Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yeah, I just was perusing the internets and found more proof that God loves me and wants me to be happy.
Well, of course he does.
Motley Crue just announced for the Saltstone Amphitheater in Riverside September 8th of next year.
Oh.
Presale starts in 2 days.
Oh, please, know where you'll be.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is it all the original folks that are still around?
Or is it a cover band? No, it's three originals.
Okay.
The only person who's been replaced is Mick Mars on guitar by John Five from Rob Zombie's band.
Hmm.
So it is Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, Vince Neil. They're still in the band. And John Five on lead guitar.
Not like the show we announced yesterday that is a co-headliner of two tribute bands that happen to have the name of the band.
Is that Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner.
Yeah.
Neither band has a single original member left.
Ooh.
So,
well, I mean,
what they are is their cover bands.
Yeah. I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
50-plus years
and ago? lost, in fairness, half the band in a plane crash, but continued on afterwards. But every other original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd has since died.
Right.
So there's nobody left.
Right. I mean, these bands did start last century.
Like, for example, if you recall from 1987, Say You Will, Say You Won't. Remember that song from Foreigner? Not a single person who's on that song is in the band.
That's all right. People will still go to see.
Oh, sure.
Not quite Lynyrd nor Skynyrd.
Right.
No. I took the Meads and Sarah to go see Foreigner in 2023 out at Starlight. It's still a great show.
Sure.
But you just got to remember, not a single person on that stage has ever played on any of those songs you're hearing.
And in the end, for many people, it probably doesn't matter, in a sense.
You're going for the experience to be around other fans.
Hear the songs of your youth.
That you heard and you liked. I want to hear that song live.
I mean, I remember, well over, this was 15 years ago, I was in Almost Kiss, and we did a show up at Zona Rosa. Now, granted, none of us were ever in Kiss, right? But we dressed up like them. We sounded like them. And we had 3,000 people out there at Zona Rosa.
It's like Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Played that outdoor mall, did you?
You guys missed the cat fight outside of the last Bon Jovi show, sold out, by the way, at Knuckleheads. Not only does he look like Bon Jovi and he sounds like Bon Jovi and the energy in the crowd is amazing.
Bras are flying left and right.
We had 60-year-old women throwing down, pulling each other's hair, but the crowd parted. Bob goes, we need security down here. And I'm like, is this happening right now? It was during Lay Your Hands on Me, and she did.
Okay.
Throwing hands.
All right.
Come on, Grandma.
All right, because Dan is here.
Wait. I've got one more quick announcement before you continue.
Yes.
Just got word of the 2025 NAACP Awards locally. They're going to be announced.
Yes.
So therefore, you are our 2017 award winner in the field of media, diversity advocate in the field of media.
Well, but I am.
Wait. Scott's your award recipient?
Well, Henry,
that's
not
right.
Well, first of all, I am humbled. That's right. I'm going through the awards, Dana.
Do you see your name?
This year's Legacy Award recipient is going to be Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog. Here's what I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see my name because I've already won the highest award you can get. from the NAACP locally, advocate in media diversity. Here's what I don't see. Your name, right. Again.
Okay. I, you know, remain proud and puzzled. And you took
Scott
home that award.
Scott's your award recipient? Scott? Scott?
I didn't believe it then, and I still can't believe it now.
Well, you know, make a fantastic ringtone.
Scott?
Like when I call her, it just says, yeah. Scott. Well, here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when you come over to take a shower at my house because you don't have any warm water, I will let you go into the office. And it stands in my bookcase as a very, very high honor in my career.
And it should. It absolutely should.
It probably needs a little dusting.
No,
so.
Dan.
He's a duster.
I'm a duster.
He's
a serial duster.
Okay.
There is no
Maybe
dust in my house.
Maybe she could polish it.
Well, she could, I guess. I might. I don't even know if I want her to touch it. So the answer is no.
You may not polish my award.
No.
All right, because Dan is here and I am obsessed. I texted you last night, Scott. Mm-hmm. I put this all over social. Dan and I have been talking about it. You and I cannot do another show without you starting Pluribus, which I get through Prime, but I think it's Apple TV that I get through Prime.
It's Apple TV. Yeah, originally on Apple TV.
There have been 3 episodes.
What's it on now, Prime?
No. It's Apple
on
Apple TV.
Okay.
It's on Apple, but I go through Prime to get to. I don't know why. That's just where I go.
It's Apple TV.
It is the best series I think I have ever seen. And I've watched The Breaking Bads and I've watched The Sopranos and it is unlike anything you have ever seen in your entire life. You will laugh, although most of it is not funny.
I'm going to quote my brother Beaver here. And you've got to remember, tonight we've got Wheel of Fortune at 6:30.
Yes, now, I know you do.
Now you hang on. Not an NAACP award winner.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Wheel of Fortune at 6:30 to 7. Don't forget, KU's playing Duke at 8.
We do have KU Duke.
So here's what I'm going to do. From 7 to 8, I'm going to borrow a phrase from my brother here. From 7 to 8, we're going to give it a day in court.
Okay. Just the first episode is all you need. Have you ever had a nightmare, and it's a recurring nightmare for a lot of people, where everyone around you is crazy, and you are the only one.
It's not a nightmare. It's called real life.
That is normal.
It's called 2 to 6.
You beat me to it.
But you know, in your dream, Scott, you know what I'm talking about. No one believes you. Like, have you all had that dream where everyone around you is nuts, and you're like, how is this happening?
You're still describing my life.
You're describing mine.
Is what Pluribus really, in a nutshell, is like.
Okay.
It's such a unique premise. It is science fiction, but it's not, space lasers.
I borrowed this from the New York Times yesterday because we don't want to ruin it, but something happens. I'm not going to tell you what, but something globally happens. Globally.
To everyone.
To every single human except like 6 or 7 people.
Yeah.
And the main character, Carol, from New Mexico, is one of the only ones unaffected by this thing that happens.
Is this the one where she's watching the TV, drinking a glass of wine, and the TV anchor starts talking directly to her?
It looks like the President of the United States, and he says,
maybe that's what it is.
Hello, Carol. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have a lot of questions right now.
It's very unsettling because the way that they put this forward, you could put yourself in this position of Carol.
If you were the only one, Scott, that was normal, and everyone around you is off their rocker.
Again.
Well, I mean, that would be a stretch.
2 to 6.
But it's very unique. It's different.
It's brilliant.
It's clever and brilliant. And there are explosions.
Yes, Scott, there are explosions. Yeah. Can I just tell you this? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little, if you've seen like a Contagion or a, some of it's very serious, but then the dialogue is very witty.
So I'm going to be honest with all three of you real quick, and then we'll get to quick break and then we'll move on. Talk about 50-year mortgages. I love doing what I do for a living, but I think it's kind of like Seinfeld for me, where I'm Jerry. And the three of you are the craziest three people I've ever met in my entire life.
You think I'm
absolutely
I'm crazy?
Yes,
dance.
Yes. But I dig it. Mm-hmm. And it's entertaining to me, mm-hmm. and it's funny. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like the only normal guy in the room. And mm-hmm. like, you're Kramer. You're definitely Elaine. Mm-hmm. And then you're George Costanza.
Simmer down.
No, he's Elaine's boss. He's definitely Elaine's boss. Mm. He's Jay Peterman.
But I'm being honest. Yeah. I mean, I think you all three have a little screw loose, and I dig it.
Is that cashmere?
It's fun to watch.
I cannot wait for you to see this.
Okay.
The questions you will be asking yourself, like, what would I do if I was in this position?
Like, if the President of the United States is talking to me and me alone, yes, through a TV?
And says, basically, what can we get you? Is there anything we can do for you?
Another drink, apparently.
It's very unique.
I did. Right. I got up this morning, and I didn't lie. I didn't lie. But
did you TV cheat?
You cheated on Johnny?
This morning. You guys, I don't ever watch TV during the day, ever.
Right.
And I got up this morning. I had watched two. He fell asleep last night. I knew there was one left. Mm. And I thought, you know, I'll just watch the preview.
Wait.
Oh, I devoured number three.
And there's only three left?
No. At like 10 a.m.
And there's only three episodes, period. Is that right?
No.
It's a once a week thing. And then you've got to wait until Friday for the next one.
Well, today's only Tuesday. By the way, we're doing terrible jokes at 3:45 if you missed the announcement at the beginning of the show. Hang on.
Old school viewing.
So,
once a week.
Does he know yet?
No.
Okay,
he
good.
He does now.
No. not necessarily. He works outdoors. He's a man.
He's not a fan?
I didn't lie.
He's a fan of the show.
I didn't lie. He called. He called. He goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing.
It's been a good run, Johnny.
No, push pause because we're late for the break.
It's been a good run.
I want to talk about this in just a moment because there's a very specific question I have for you. And I want the truth when I ask it. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, so your TV show cheated on Johnny last night, or this morning. Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because we've confirmed, we don't believe he is listening right now, so he doesn't know that your TV cheated on him. So here's what I want to know. You've watched the third episode of Pluribus.
So good.
He's going to come home tonight. You guys pour a glass of wine, make some dinner. He's going to say, babe, let's take in that third episode of Pluribus.
Yes, we've all done it, right?
Now here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Are you going to say, absolutely, and pretend like you haven't seen it yet?
So for the first two episodes, mm-hmm. it's so good, I went back with him and watched it again.
You're trying to justify what's about to happen tonight.
No, I'll tell him I've seen it. Why don't you, like, I'll be fixing dinner or something. Why don't you go ahead, because it's so good, and then we'll talk
about
it.
He's not going to say, well, you're going
to
miss it.
He could take it or leave it. He'll be like, yeah, it's all right. I don't need to watch it. And you know me, I'm like, yes, you do. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
But then you would have to admit that you TV cheated on him.
I'll tell him. If he asks. It was just funny because when he called this morning, he goes, what are you doing? I was like,
Folding laundry.
We've all done it. Which
studying
I was.
Studying home boilers and furnaces.
I was doing some laundry, some light housekeeping duties. Okay. TV on in the background.
I cannot believe that you cheated on him already.
It's so funny.
TV cheating is one of the worst kinds of cheating.
I would argue it's the worst.
Sam, I'm telling you.
It's up there.
For you and Mary Beth, it's going to end up being your favorite show of all time.
Oh, she's already done it to me a couple times.
TV
but
cheat.
Also, part of the problem is like I do so much during the day now that the second I hit the couch after dinner, I'm asleep in 4.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Sitting upright.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you an open mouth breather snorer?
If I'm sitting upright, yeah. I mean, my head's got to go somewhere.
T's a snorer.
It goes back.
She can saw logs.
Yes, she really. Do you snore?
Snorers.
Yeah, I snore, but not like she does. Oh, no. I mean, for a petite little woman like that, it's the devil.
Always the petite ones that surprise you.
I mean, here is a phrase that is said in my bedroom every single night. Tap, tap. Hey, babe, let's try laying on our right side now. Because she doesn't seem to snore when she's on her right side.
Does she record you when you sleep?
No.
And
there's nothing to record.
No, here. And she doesn't wake herself up. It's so loud. Like, I would think, because my dad used to be that snore where you could hear it from downstairs all the way upstairs. You could hear
See,
it.
My dad was not. My mom is.
Really?
Old St. Margaret. She'll peel the paint.
The best part is I can fight it, like fight the sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll start snoring while I'm still mentally awake because I'm fighting the sleep so aggressively. My body's like, no, it's time to go to bed.
That's
and
your body shutting down.
I will literally catch myself snoring while I'm awake.
Sometimes those pre-sleep naps are so wonderful.
Glorious. Glorious.
Are you a snorer? I bet you are.
No, not really.
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Like a tugboat.
Wow.
There was a comedian one time. It's like, my wife yelled at me, do you know you snore? No, I'm asleep.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I've been told, like, when Sean and I were married, we slept in separate bedrooms because I did snore so much.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was a sleeper on the backer. Now I'm a sleeper on my sider, and I don't think I snore as much.
I mean, there are apps out there where you can set it up, and it will record you.
I don't want to hear myself
and
sleeping.
And you will be astonished at how much snoring you actually do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that app would be funny, not because of the snoring, but like if you're dreaming, have you ever like gone, you know, or made some noise or talking or anything like that? Have you ever woken yourself up because you're talking?
No, but I've woken myself up. In fact, I did it yesterday morning because I was, thank God T had left to go to work. I fell back to sleep after she left for work and I had a dream that I was in a fight.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
And so I woke myself up because I was laying on my right side and I punched with my left hand. And if she had been in the bed,
you would have whacked her.
I would have hit her. Yeah.
So aggressive.
Oh, Dan, I was under attack.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta defend myself, even if it's in a dream.
Take that, pillow.
Well, I'm just glad she wasn't there. We're going to talk about the 50-year mortgage idea here in just a minute. Can somebody explain to me this head-on collision that occurred at KCI?
So sad. And how does that happen?
Somebody driving the wrong way?
It was on the International Parkway or whatever that big roundabout stretch is called.
It's the roundabout.
At 5:30 this morning.
But I can't imagine that it happened in the roundabout portion because you could not pick up enough speed to have the collision be so impactful that somebody would die unless they were ejected from the vehicle because
Sam,
they weren't wearing their seatbelt.
I don't know. I'm looking at the map that Channel 9 has on this. And the pinned map that they have on this is pinned.
It's the roundabout right in front of the airport.
The roundabout.
Is that where the wreck happened?
That's where it's pinned.
They've got the wreck pinned right there on the
roundabout.
What would be the south side of the roundabout?
Well, that person had to be flying anyway and was probably going to wreck even if they hadn't hit another vehicle.
I just don't.
The roundabout, I believe, is the exit from the terminal. Right.
But it says here it was a wrong way crash.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:30 this morning at 1 Kansas City Boulevard, 1 Kansas City Boulevard is the address for the airport.
I do believe there's a cut through on the approach to the terminal. I think there's a cut through where you can go to the left and go to the
departures.
No, to the leaving side, and maybe they just went the
wrong way. Then you get then back in there and you're twisted up, so you have
to
go back out.
So help me here,
out.
Scott. I'm trying.
I've never driven to the airport. I've always been driven to it.
I thought this was the roundabout right before you get to arrivals and departures. This is as you're leaving?
That's the way I read it.
Yeah, I do not recall. I don't think there is a roundabout on arrival.
Yes,
heading
there is.
No.
There's the ramp that leads into the airport, and then you, when you drop off whoever it is you're dropping off or picking them up, then you go into the roundabout.
Yeah.
They pin that on the south side of the airport. That's after you've gone through departures and arrivals.
Mm. At any rate, you would be going 10 miles an hour or 15 or...
Well, it depends on what the other person's going.
I suppose. My God.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, story here from thehill.com. A Treasury Department official signaled that President Trump's proposal for 50-year mortgages is unlikely to address affordability, an issue at the top of U.S. voters' minds after last week's, a couple weeks ago elections. Anyway, long story short, the president, and this is not about politics, this is about 50-year mortgages, 30-year mortgages, 15-year mortgages, whatever. Not too long ago, the president floated an idea on his social media page of a 50-year mortgage to lower monthly payments for the average homeowner. It would do that in contrast to the standard 30-year home loan. The president shared a graphic showing the words 50-year mortgage above a self-portrait and the words 30-year mortgage above a photo of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose push for a 30-year loan in the 1940s made housing more affordable for many Americans. Now, I would love to hear from those of you in real estate and in the mortgage business.
It would be more the banking side.
That's what I mean, the mortgage business.
What you're going to end up doing if we offer the 50 is spending more than $1 million in raw interest costs that will go toward banks. That's just a fact. But I did wonder, for the purpose of this conversation, Scott, like with auto loans, we chose, or somebody chose, do you want a 3-year or a 5-year? Mm-hmm. That's usually auto loans are 3 or 5 years. Maybe you can get 6 or 7, but usually the standard is 3 or 5.
With that.
Someone chose the number 3 and 5 for auto, and then someone for homes chose 15 and 30.
Correct.
Why is it 15 and 30? Maybe when it used to be 15, 30 seemed crazy. And now that we're talking about 50 in 20 years, people say, well, 50 didn't seem so bad. I'm just saying it seems sort of arbitrary that we picked 3 and 5 and 30 and 15.
It's incredibly arbitrary. And I don't think it's a good idea, but it might just be the only thing that we can do to right the course that we have been on for at least the last 10 years.
It's not going to bring the prices down.
It will make it affordable because it used to be where you could rent and rent was more expensive than getting a mortgage. The issue was saving up the money for the down payment. Now you are literally never able to save up the money for a down payment because rents are so high. And then once you do, actually you need to go get another job that pays you 40 to 50% more because that mortgage payment's going to be 10 to 20 to 30% more than your rent payment was.
You will have no equity in that home really ever. That's the other issue, Sam, is that
not for a while.
When you go, let's say you're in that home, what is the average length people are in their homes, especially their first homes? Three years?
Well,
you are essentially renting.
I spoke with a real estate agent about it Monday morning. I was just picking his brain about it. And he said that he said basically exactly what I said. It's the only way that we're going to get out of this issue. We're seeing a number of markets already, quote, crashing. They're not necessarily crashing in the idea of a traditional crash like we think, but their prices are going down. The demand has fallen to a point where homes are sitting on the market. I mean, Dana, you know what it's like for a home to sit on the market for 6-8 months. There are certain markets in this country where every single house that goes on the market is that way because people refuse to lower the prices because they've been convinced over the last 5, 7, 8 years that they can price it however they want to, and they're going to get a cash offer on the first day that's 10, 20, 30% higher than what they listed it at because people are going to be fighting over it. That's not where we're at now.
Well, but that's called a free market, Sam.
Well, I understand that, but that's not where we're at, and it's not going to change. It's people aren't going to go, oh, well, you know, I spent $340,000 on this house 5 years ago, but since, you know, prices are down, I'm going to go ahead and just list it for $250,000.
So the average homeowner in the United States stays in their home between 8 to 13 years. I have heard from a number of my real estate friends, and I'm almost embarrassed how many friends I have in real estate or who are realtors, and they have always told me never buy a house unless you plan to live there for at least 5 years.
Right.
And so I was on the phone driving in today with my realtor, and who I've known for years, great lady, best in the business, in my opinion. And I told her, you know, she's like, she sold me the house. She sold the Ropo house. She got me the house out in Western Shawnee. And she said, you know, 4.5, 5 years ago. And she said, how's everything at the house in Shawnee? And I said, great. And I said, but I'm telling you, you know, at some point it gets ridiculous that we have that much space for just two people. And so I said, I want to get back on your radar. I'm not going to do it anytime soon, but in the next handful of years, we're probably going to want to sell.
John Campbell, an economist at Harvard University, says, quote, it's not quite as outlandish as it sounds. First of all, the reality is most homeowners ditch their mortgage well before its end date. Some refinance, others move.
You marry the house, you date the loan.
In America, yeah, unlike some other countries, including Britain, well said. You cannot take your mortgage with you if you sell your house. So when people sell their house and move, they end their mortgages. To your point, Scott, the typical American homeowner spends less than 12 years in their home.
Yeah, I love this house. And we'll probably stay there for another 4 or 5 years. And then we're getting out and moving back to Ropo.
So the average age of a first-time home buyer in the United States in 2025 is 40 years old. In 2020, it was 30 years old.
Wow, it's gone up 10 years.
5 years.
Wait. Read that stat again.
The average first-time home buyer, average age of the first-time home buyer in the United States in 2025 is 40 years old.
Wow.
5 years ago, it was 30 years old.
Huh.
5 years. We are on a path that we cannot correct without massive adjustments. The only other massive adjustment that we could make right now would be to bottom out the interest rate like we did in 2020. But what did that do for the economy? Not a lot of great stuff. Well, and so right now, as we are living through that struggling economy, it might look great on paper, but it's struggling. If we were to bottom out the interest rate now, I don't know what would happen.
The real question becomes, if you're going to go with a 50-year mortgage, like the president is suggesting, is who do you want to be your landlord? Some guy named Bill or the bank?
Or the bank.
Guess
how many Americans have a 30-year mortgage versus the other types? And trust me, especially at the end of my term at the home in Leawood, where I was there for so many years, you start looking like, okay, what if I could get that down to a 10-year note? What if I could get that down to a 15-year note? What percentage of Americans have a 30-year mortgage?
Well, clearly it's going to be the majority. My guess would be it's probably around 80%.
It's higher.
90%?
90%. And in this story from NPR, they're saying, look, 90% of Americans are already on a 30. And if you look at the ridiculous amount of money that you pay over the life of that loan, if you stay there 30 years, you're already paying $1 million to the banks over that life of that
loan. Well, and that was one of the stories I saw this week, or check that last week, when the story first surfaced with this idea of a 50-year mortgage. And I think it was Andrew Ross Sorkin on CNBC who said, if you bought a $400,000 house on a 50-year mortgage, by the time you got to that 50th year, yes, you would have paid $400 in principal. You would have paid $1 million in interest.
Yep. It's not a good proposition. Well, it's
on a
not
30-year mortgage,
fiscally.
If you buy a $200,000 house, in 30 years, you will have paid $158,000 in interest. It's still double the cost. or almost.
Well, but I understand what you're saying. But if you're no. If you have a $200,000 home on a 30-year note and you're paying $148,000 in interest, that's a lot less of a percentage than if you bought a $400,000 house and you ended up paying $1 million in interest. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I don't disagree with you, but my point being even 30 isn't a good idea if we're looking at I don't want to pay that much in interest.
But 90% of Americans are doing it.
Which is why they always say pay X. If you can, pay at least $100 extra per month on your mortgage, and you'll shave 5 to 10 years off your payment plan just by paying $100 a month.
What needs to happen is we need to somehow.
And by the way, we don't give financial advice on Dana and Parks.
No.
Figure out how to stop the massive private equity firms that have endless capital from buying up all of the properties.
You're not going to get
They're
a disagreement.
The ones keeping the prices high. The people are not the ones buying the homes right now. The private equity firms are buying the homes.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, and we were lucky, the people that Mary Beth bought our house from, they very much wanted to sell to a family, a growing family, people that wanted to live there for a very long time. And they made that known to their agent. Most people
don't care.
Oh, you're going to cut me a check for 20% over asking? Have it.
I wrote a letter.
We sold our first house, Sean and me, to the person who wrote us a personal letter. And it wasn't like we were losing a lot. I mean, I think we were talking about $1,000 or something. But they were a new starting family. And we had a little split level in Olathe on North Logan Street. I'll never forget. And we had a handful of people look at the house. And finally, the realtor said, here are the two best offers we've got. I need to let you know that this person, and they were like $1,000 under, they wrote a personal letter to you. If you want to see
it. If you would like to read it.
And I said, give it to me.
What do you look like when you're sleeping?
We found out that there were 4 better offers.
No way, really? Sam.
They picked us because of the letter.
Aw.
It's not a dumb idea.
That can be controversial too, though. You got to be careful with that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, get him in if you can. We just have a few minutes for it, but it's been a minute since we've done Terrible Joke Tuesday. Your jokes have to be arable, but they have to be terrible. And you can send them into the text line at 913-586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana. What's
up? Did I tell you my dad called me yesterday and told me what his password is?
No.
He said it's Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Dublin. He was told his password had to contain 8 characters and at least 1 capital.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
What do you call a bunch of rabbits hopping backwards?
A bunch of rabbits hopping. I don't know.
A receding hairline.
I got one of those.
Thank you, Sid and Lisa.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You know, my boss told me to have a good day.
Uh-huh.
I went home.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What do you call a witch who lives on the beach?
What do you call a witch who lives on the beach?
A sand witch.
Sam.
Yes.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
I don't know.
Because they use honey combs.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, yes, Scott.
From the text line. What do you, oldie but a goodie, but it's a good one. What do you call cheese that is not yours?
I don't know.
Nacho cheese.
Huh. Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
What do the Irish call 66% of a bowel movement?
Oh, my God. I don't want to know. What?
Two turds.
Two turds.
Hey, Dana.
No, that one won. We're done for the day.
Oh, okay. Sam. Why was the computer late for work?
Why was the computer late for work?
It had a hard drive.
Hey, Scott. What? Did I tell you I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went?
No.
And then it dawned on me. That's the funniest one I've ever heard. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
How does a hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
Say it again, Sam.
How does a hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
How does a hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
Meat patty.
These are good today.
You still dying on two turds?
Sam, yes. I am. That was one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my entire life.
Scott, how does a penguin build its house?
Two turds. How?
He glues it together.
It. Yes. All right, let me get my wits back.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I gave all my dead batteries away today?
What?
Free of charge.
Hey, Scott. What do you call birds that stick together?
What do you call them?
Velcros. No. Hey, Dana.
Hey, no, yes. Hang on. I'm back.
Yes.
I'm back.
You're struggling
back.
Over there,
okay.
Man.
That was a really funny joke. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What do you call a funny mountain?
What do you call a funny mountain?
Hill Arius.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Why did the dog go to jail?
Why did the dog go to jail?
He never paid his barking tickets.
So dumb.
Really dumb.
No, Scott.
What?
Why was 2019 scared of 2020?
I don't know.
Because they fought and 2021.
Get out.
3890, that is terrible, but by God, not arable.
Wait, let me see which one it is. Which one is it?
It involves Shields and another sporting goods store.
No.
Oh, hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
My doctor told me I was going deaf.
Yes?
That news was very hard to hear.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
What did the lettuce say to the celery at dinner?
I don't know.
Let us remain friends.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Did you know that French fries actually aren't cooked in France?
No.
Yeah, they're cooked in Greece.
Mm. Sam.
Yes?
From 9457, why was the computer cold?
I don't know.
It left its windows open.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you someone told me to stop singing Wonderwall at dinner?
No.
I said maybe.
Nice. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's going on?
Did you know that Spider-Man has a winter coat made entirely out of Mediterranean flatbread?
No.
Yeah, it's his pita parka. That's a tough one to follow.
That's right. Thank God it's time to go to break.
Hey, Scott.
You got one more, Dana?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
This was an excellent, dare I say, terrible joke Tuesday. Well done, everyone. Well done. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.